reads Tetzavto Lenagvon, then they absorb a little bit more, and then the way to make a kosher is to use the ashes and the water. The kitno, it's made out of flax, miyashtam, that absorbs much more, and again you have to dry it out for a year. The again viyispul kitri, if it has knots in this type of a filter, then sharulu, you have to first untie the knots. Right. Rashi says matirin viyakach menagvon shayayin nivla b'ksharim, because you can't leave it the knots there. The wine gets absorbed there, stays there in the knots. You won't make a hechsher. So you have to first untie the knots and then make the hechsher. It will learn like this: Amoretz shohoishit yodoy legas. And Amoretz, that usually Amoretz is tamei, he stretched out his hand and put it into the wine vat. Yodoy legas v'noga biyashkelus, and he touched some cluster of grapes. But it was a vat that they put the cluster of grapes there, and suddenly started to press it. So there's some yain on the side, and there's some cluster of grapes. So the Amoritz put his hand inside this big vat, and all he touched was just the grapes. So v'noga biyashkelus. So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Chiya, that Chadam, one of them says, Eshkel v'chol svivoysof temeim, only the cluster of grapes, and what's exactly around what the cluster of grapes itself is touching, that remains tamei. But v'chol agas kula tayra, the rest of the gas, that remains tor. The Chadam, the other one says, no, kol agas kula nami tamei. That makes more sense. The Amoris touched it. He touched his big vat. True, we only touched the grapes, but they're all together. The grapes are touching the wine, it's touching the whole vat, they're all connected together. So the Amoris touches it, those things become stony. So what's the machlokes? Let's see. Yeah. Now, Lamandi Yoma Eshkil, the Chosvi voice of Tamei, we behold just the cluster of grapes. And what's exactly around it is Tamei, Chol Agas Kol Tayro, Maishna, why is this different? We learned sherets. If you have a sherets, a dead sherets, that's Tamei. Shenimtso Berechayim, you find it inside the mill that you're grinding, Rashi Berechayim, Shetech Nebezesim, you're grinding up the olives before you put into the vat, and then you put into the olive press. So, Eino Metamei Elamokim Ago, it says clearly that the sherets touches the Rechayim, it only comes to me exactly the olives that are touched. Let's say there was juice there already, there was liquid there traveling from olive to olive, then I call Tomei, that makes it for Chibur. If there's a mashke like juice connecting one olive to another olive, that's called one Chibur, then if the sheret touches any part of it, those things become Tomei. So what do you see? You see it depends. If there's liquid there, so that's Mechabrit, makes one big connection. So you're also by the gas, the avimina by the gas is that there's liquid there. True, there are grapes there, but there's liquid also. So for why do you say only the grapes become tamei? Since there's liquid there, the liquid should be mechaber, make one big connection. It's all like one big thing, and when the amaris touches any part of it, automatically the whole thing should become tamei. So Mara says, Hosom lemitsak lemidi. No, over there by the olives, there's no separation. The flow of oil or water goes straight from one olive to another olive. Therefore, it's called one big connection. Those things become tummy. But over here, there's separation. The ashkolos, the cluster of grapes, like separate. The flow does not go over the cluster of grapes. It's like you see the clear cluster of grapes. That's by itself. There's water on this side, water on that side. But it does not flow over the grapes. Therefore, the grapes is called like a hefsik, and therefore only is tamei the grape itself, the cluster of grapes itself, and not the hogas. That's not called the chibur. It's not called one big attachment. Rashi says lemasik midi shamashke mechabron or v'zei semein ashkolus. By olives, there's no cluster of olives there. Therefore, the olives like are just flowing in the water itself. Therefore, it's called one big connection. But over here, where you have a cluster of grapes, that's mastic, we don't see it for one connection. Therefore, this sheet holds only the cluster itself that he touched is tamei, and not the rest. Oirulei Rabbanon Rav Yirmiyah. So the Rabbanon taught was the paskin in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. For Yarmulah, some say lebreid Rabbi Yirmiyah, the paskin in front of the son of Rabbi Yirmiyah, kedir Yirmiyah, the one that says eshkol v'chol sivoyso of timayim v'chol agas kulo taris mashminatz halacha. And here we say this svara that the hefsek here, the cluster of grapes, makes a division, and therefore what becomes tummy is only the cluster of grapes and not kol agas. Not that it won't be chibur here. There's a connection. There's a dividing between the two.
I think, Rabbi, one of the reasons.
Now, yeah, let's see the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Haloikeach kli tashmish menadik chavim." If you go to buy utensils, food utensils from a guy, want to buy pots, pans, silverware, you go buy it off a guy. So it depends. Eshadakra lahatfil yatzel. Last week's parsha, we had two mitzvahs. And when you buy kelim, the kli midyan, first of all, is a mitzvah tefilah kelim. You have to put the kli in the mikvah. Anytime you buy a kli suda, a kli that's used for food, before a Jew uses it, he has to first make a tefilah, put it into the mikvah. And secondly, if the goyim used it, betreifus, we have to make a hechsher. We have to make sure it's kosher. So, if you buy a kli tashmim v'chavim, eshadakul hatfu means it wasn't used anything hot. He only used it with cold, and therefore no bli and nothing went into the pot. So it's enough just to like put it into the mikvah. That's all. You don't have to worry about getting out the bli of the tam ha'isa. So then it's enough just to put it into the mikvah, and then it'll become kosher. Then you could use it. What about lahagil? Let's say this is a pot that the goyim used to cook up their pork in, and they used it, they cooked it up there. So now the locher is yagil. You know, before a Jew uses it, he has to make a hechsher, he has to make hagolah. Meaning you have to put it into a pot that's boiling with hot water, and then you put this pot inside that pot. That's the best way to make hagolah. That you have a big pot with boiling hot water, then you take the kelim you want to make a hechsher and throw it into the boiling hot water. Leave it there for a second or two and then take it out. Lelabein, something that would use like a spit over the fire when you barbecue something, used over the fire itself, lelabein bor, if it was heated up in fire itself, then the way to make a hechsher is also lelabein bor. You have a spit also, you have to make a hechsher, you have to put it into fire itself, let it get red hot in fire. Hashbud, that's the spit you use to cook over the fire. V'yasachlo, another type of a spit also that's used. When you roast over the fire itself, so then malavin bor. The way to make a hechsher is you have to malavin it bor. You have to make sure it gets red hot in fire. Hasakin, what?
They call that
a grill. Good. The grill itself, right? It's used over fire itself. The fire is directly in contact with the grill, and there's no water there. So therefore, you write barbecue. So the way you have to hechsher is the same way. Now, hasak. What about a knife? A knife is shofar v'toira. So shofar really means just clean it out. Just sharpen it. Shofar. Which the Gemara will say, the Eitzra, famous Eitzra, is stick it into the ground 10 times. Stick it into hard ground for 10 times. That would make the sack in kosher. We'll see exactly what type of a knife we're talking about. But obviously we're not talking about these knives that they use for a spit over the barbecue itself. Like if you use it over the barbecue, then it needs a libun. We're talking about regular knives, we'll see in the Gemara. Get it red hot. You have to, the same way it was used with fire, in direct contact with fire, not with water, then you have to make a libun. But usually pots, there's always contact with water, even though sometimes the pot dries up, it gets burnt up. And of course, then it's a famous question. If the pot got burnt up, there's no water left, then it's a direct contact with fire. You have to have libun on the pots also. We'll see. We go after Rov Tashmisha though. Since Rov times you use the pot, it's with water, it's enough to be machshir it with water. Because our hechsher anyway, usually always we leave it over one day. Once it's a day old, so the time already we had before is nice and time of gum. The time that comes out is a bad taste, and therefore midiraisa it's mutter anyway. So midiraisa, really all you have to do is just leave over the pots one day, and the next day you could use it. The Rabbanan made exera, if you start to do that, we're afraid you won't leave it over a day, you use it during the first day. Rabbanan made exera, you should not use the pot, even ain't a b'nei yoimin, otto b'nei yoimin. That's why we have to make our hechsher, and that's why there are a lot of coolers in our hechsherim. So we go after Rov Tashmishai. The way, the majority of the times, the way you use the kli, that's the hechsher. Even though one time you use it over the fire, but the majority of times it was used with water, you can make a hechsher with hagolah. Now the Gemara says, Tana will learn like this. Tana v'kulan tzrichim tefillah. Be'aboyim so. Anytime you buy a kli off a guy, Again, it has to be a kli suda. That's the Xeris HaKosu. A kli suda, something that's used to do with food, when you buy it off a guy, you have to first put it into the mikvah. You have to put it tzrichim tefillah ba'boim so. Mino anemili, how do we know this? Omarabba, Omarova, the Omakros. It's a dimidi raisa. The Pasuk says, Kol dovra shayova beish, taviru beish, vitoher. So this is about a kli midi in last week's parsha that it says, anything that the goyim used to cook up their treifas with fire, so now the Jew has to make a heksher with fire. The klal always is kavoleya kach poltoi, the same way it went in, that's the way it goes out. But then the pasuk says v'toher, an extra word v'toher. So what does the pasuk mean v'toher to make it tor? Hoisav l'cha kostev tayra cheres. The pasuk means head on. There's another type of a tayra here. Now watch, you have to put it into the mikvah, or a kosher mikvah of a boyim so. Tony back what? Turn right. Tony Bakapor, Mitersh, Sitta Possum, Tersh, Sitta Possum, Sitta Possum, Sitta the main Nida put the Kli into a water of the main Nida. Shemei, and I hear from here, Shetzorah Hazor, Shlishu Shvi. I would have thought the same Mamish. Main Nida means the Mech, I mean, main Nida means Mechatis. A Mamish, you have to spritz on the Kli, the Azoyas, on the third day and the seventh day. Mamish, I got Tommy Mace. Talmud Lemon, the Possum says, Ach, let's call it. It's different. You do not have to make shlish yushvi. That these kelim do not have a tumah mace on it. It's just a regular tumah. And came if so, matam loyma b'mei nidah. It means mayim shenidah tevelus b'em. It has to be a kosher mikvah. It has to be a mikvah that a nidah could go into. Have a yom of me. Here we hear, avoyim so. When you want a toivu your kelim, it has to be in a mikvah that would be kosher for a nidah. Now, itzok lemichta b'nei the pasuk v'toher. V'itzok lemichta b'mei nidah. I need both psukim. He cost a vitor just to make it tor havamina vitor koldu. Maybe cost a rachmona. Maybe you don't need a mikvah of 40 saw. Even a small mikvah would be enough, as long as you put it into water. Therefore, cost a rachmona no b'meinida. That has to be b'meinida. It has to be in a mikvah that's kosher for an ida. Now, if he cost a rachmona b'meinida, we'll just say the words b'meinida havamina harashemish. That you have to wait like an ida till the night time. When you put it into the mikvah, you cannot use the kli yet until you wait till the night time. Kenida is kosher rachmona v'toher. No lialta, that becomes tor right away. As soon as you put the pot inside the kli, inside the mikvah becomes tor. Now, what type of kelim need a tefillah? Midiraisa, it has to be a metal type of a kli. I'm soon see midirabon, even glassware also needs. China is a machlekas ready. Some people are mekel. China does not have to have a tefillah.
What's the difference?
It's not glass. That's the question. Musunsi. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avua. Afilo kelim chadoshim amashmi. Even if you buy a new kli, even though the kli was never used yet by the guy, but as long as the guy owned it, mashmi has some type of a tumor on it. Something that's owned by a guy has tumor. And therefore, why do I, I'll bring you proof. Therefore, you have to put it to the mikvah before we use it. What's the proof? Do I yishonim, even old kelim? But for Libnon, once we made a hechsher, once we put it into the fire, we took out all the time of the Yisr. So now, Kechadoshim Dami, they have no more time Yisr inside it. It's like a new kli. If you're the Hachi boy, it's fila. You see, as long as the guy owned it, that's toy for Jew now, when he buys it, to be tevlet. If he borrows it from the guy, you don't have to be tevlet the kelim. If you borrow something from a guy that's kosher, you don't have to be tevlet. It's only when a Jew buys it. Maskev la rosheshes. The Hachi afilu zuza de sarbala. Zuz the sarbala, what's that?
She's saying.
Scissors, if so, even scissors should have to toivel also. I feel zuz the sarbala nami. Like any kelim you buy for guy. Omaleno, klisuda arminu mapash. It says the klisuda only kelim that are used for food. Only food kelim need a tefillah and not scissors. Omer of Nachman, Omer of Avua. Only if you bought it off the guy. That was the case of Midian, that when we killed out the Midian, the Jews took it and we owned it now. Only if a Jew comes to own it, then does he have to put it to the mikvah first. If you just borrow a kli off a guy, that's okay. And let's say you go into a guyish restaurant and for some reason it's kosher there, then you'll be allowed to use his kelim. But the Xeris HaKosu is only likely Midian, only if we buy it. If we just borrow it, it belongs to the goyim and it's kosher, and we're using it, then you don't have to have a tefillah. Avu shulim loy. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, that would be an eitzah, as we buy a new kli off the store, off the goy, and you have no time to be table it, so you tell the guy, I don't want to buy it, now I'm just going to borrow it till next month. I'll pay you next month for it. Now I'm only borrowing it from you. So you'll be allowed to use it without putting the mikvah. Come on, I show you. Avu shulim loy. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Zovin Mono de Marda Mevichovim, he bought the Kli Marda. Rashi says Adoma, Kli Adoma. It was made out of clay. A clay Kli he brought. Mono de Marda, a plate made out of clay. So Sovri thought Latvilo, you have to put into the mikveh first. Omlehum Rabbonin, Rav Yaakov Shmei, the deed to me, Meforshle Menei, the Rav Yechonon, Kli Matches Amur Mapasha. The Torah says Kli Matches. Only a metal kli. That's what you have to put into the mikvah. As ach et azov, but not clay. Om Rav Ashi though, but hani kli schuchas glass. Ho yu b'chi nishtar b'sif, says glass breaks. Yesh lehen takono, you could blow it up again. Glass should just melt down again and blow it up again. So since you could fix up glass, mit the rabbonin could kli matches domi, it's considered like a kli matches. So just like on metal, you have to be tovel midiraisa, the Rabbanan made xer on glass as like metal, that also when you buy glassware off a guy, you have to put into the mikveh first. Rashi's chuches shenisabru royo latichoy. You can melt it down. Lasaisa kli. Therefore, it's like metal. What about kunya? Kunya, that's like earthly ware. So pligi bar ravacha ravina. Chadom akitchilosoi v'chadom akisoifoi. One says it's like chilosa, it comes out of the ground, that it's rushes, it's just like clay, it's not matchis, so you don't have to be toivlet. The seven kesoifa means vosa soifazinim, shechifu matchis. That what they do with this earthly clay is on the outside they smear it with metal. So since they glaze it like with metal, that's why it has to be toivlet. That's our shayla of our shayna also. Shayna itself, earthware itself, does not need tefillah. The shayla was our shayna was glazed. As glaze was glass. Glass needs tefillah. That's the shayla of our glazing means something or not. We'll see tomorrow. Some learn real glaze here is that the glass has some substance to it. If you take away the earthly kli, you could use the glass by itself. Our china is glazed so thin that you can't use the glazing by itself. It's only part of the china. That's why some poiskim amekel today they say our china.
This usually is my point that the poiskim that some say you do have to toivel china today. Some say you do not have to. If usually with the minig is that a little bit makel, that if it's possible though, you should be table it, like before you use them, or if you can't get around to be table them now, then be table them later. But we really hold that double glazing is not really glazed, since the glass itself, you cannot really feel or use it by itself. All right, we'll stop here, continue on next time.
Okay, we're holding up Ayin Heyim Aveiz. Start a little bit more again on the 5-6 lines up on the small lines. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Zovin Mono de Marda Mevichovim. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef bought the kli a marda, that's an earthly kli off a guy. So Sovri thought Latviloi, he thought he has to be tovel put into the mikvah before he uses it. It was a kli suda. Omalayum Rabbon answered back. Rav Yaakov Shmei the Dedim of Farshali Minei. Rabbi Yechonon, I was explaining the name of Rabbi Yechonon, that kli matches amurim b'parsha. The Torah only says the kli matches. You have to have a metal kli. Vashi says the kli matches lenyan tefillah b'kli adachavim nechziv achas hazov yes hakesef. It has to be made out of the metal. But here it's made out of an earthly kli. You do not need tefillah. Omer Ravashi v'dhani kli tchuchas glass hoil d'chi nishtabru ishlam takona. Since when glass breaks, you could melt it down and blow it up again. So kli matches domi, it's like a metal kli midrabbonin. So midrabbonin, we have to be toivel a kli zchuches, and therefore we make a brand also glass. Before you use it, supposed to be toivel it, and you would make a bracha midrabbonin. There's a chiyus tefila on glass.
What's the whole
thing? This is not a real din tum over here. This since it belonged to a guy. Since the guy owned it, it's the ownership of the guy, that now when the Jew takes over, the Torah wants you to make a tefillah on it. Mikra did it only on matchis, only on metal. Glass is also mekabel tumah. Just, it's the xeris cost of matchis. The Rabbanan said glass is like metal. Yeah. It looks, you can melt it down to make it over again. Now the question is, kanya, yeah, kunya, that's kunya kalim. Rashi says chiloso shacheris. It's made like china, earthly ware. But the chayf noisa b'chufi shaleva. They glaze it with lead. So it's glazed with something. So pligi bar ravach rabina chadom akit chilosoi. That what chiloso means that you're potter. It started out with a chicheris. You do not need a tefillah. But the chadom akisayfoi. since at the end they glaze it with lead, they put metal on it, it needs a tefila. The Ilchus of the Machlokes says Kesoifa, we go boss at the end. Since at the end they glazed it with lead, therefore it needs a tefila. It spoke out the Bismana Zeh, our china, it's a Machlokes, because our china, even though it's glazed with glass, but it's a very thin glass, you come out, cannot see it even. You can't use it by itself. That's why there's some achrim that make it today, you do not have to be tevil your china, and some say it's better to do it. So whenever you get around to it, it's better to do it. Iboilu, you have a question like this. Mashkanto mai. What's going to be if you take a pledge from a guy? Or else if a Jew borrows money from a guy, and he gives the guy a pledge. So, and then it receives it back. Well, the opposite way. The what? It belongs to the guy, right. The guy borrowed money from the Jew, and he gave the Jew a pledge. Now the Jew wants to use this mashkanta. Is it considered like his, that he owns it, he needs a tefillah or not? My. Some amabra of Ashi, Abba by my father, mashkin layovit echovin, kosa de kaspa, a guy once gave him for a mashkin, a silver becha, the atfilei, and first he put it into the mikvah, the ishtulei, then he drank with it. Now, v'lo yadan, I'm not sure why he did this. I mishum diksava mashkanta kizvina dami. Yes, the fact you take a pledge is considered like you bought it as a kinyan. We owe the kinyan mashkin, so it's considered like you bought it off the guy, therefore needs a tefillah. Or else, I mishum dechazi levit chavim. Here his father saw the way this guy did daita lishkuye. This guy had no intentions of paying back money. He had intentions of letting him keep this mashkin. Therefore, this mashkin is considered like a kinyan. But a regular mashkin where the Jew feels that the guy will pay him back soon and he's going to give it back, it could be then a bimuta. But the ma'is halacha will machmer that any mashkin needs tefillah. Yeah.
Well, no, wait a second, but in a restaurant?
Tais speaks out here, magilun or madvilun vein terim. So next about left Taisis. Tais says, lav davka magil. In a case where you buy a kli, a used kli off a guy. So the pasuk by Midian says you have to do two things. You have to first make a hechsher. If it was used with fire, you have to cook it up again with fire and then make a tefillah. So the Gemara says, Magilin Mashka, first you have to make a hechsher and then you put it into the mikvah. Tois is lav davka, magil yachkach yatkol. El afilu matzvah, you can put it into the mikvah first. The hach tefillah, this tefillah we do, einoi bishvil tumah. It's not like this tumah means the pig, the trafus that's inside the pot, that's like the tumah. And therefore, lehevik ketoybo v'sheres biyodoi. It's not considered like the treifus is tumah, and therefore, if you put it into the mikvah before you would be machshir the pot, it's considered like the tefillah is with the sheres. That's no good. No, why? The afilu chadashim, even new pots, tzrichin tefillah. See, it's not because there's tarfus inside the pot. Stam there's halacha that if you buy a kli off a guy and he's tefillah. Utanami stak and shofar v'toyram alpagav laftar legamrisher tzricha yigiyo. Yeah. So that's Tosfos halacha that you're allowed to be toivel the kli first, and then you could be master the kli. The Ritzvah argues on Tosfos and says no, says that it is like a sheretz that you would have to make the heksher first. Whereas there's an inyan, when a Jew takes the kli off a guy, first he has to take out the tarfus, take out the treifus, and then he can put it into the mikvah. In halacha we pass tonight the Ritzvah, that lechetchila you should first always be master the kli and then put it into the mikvah. But usually we only buy new kelim, so new kelim is no problem, just put into the mikvah. Father Rabbonin, halakeya kli tashish miyad gachavim. If you buy utensils that are used for food, or for goy, so dvorim shlo nishtamish behem, a new kli that a goy did not use yet, so matfilin, all you have to do is just put into the mikvah, vein toren, and then the kli is tor, you're allowed to use the kli. But dvorim shlo nishtamish behem ayidei tzoinin, let's say something like glasses could go in koisles that the guy just used to drink soda, to drink water in it. Something he only used for cold. Like koisles, or katunyas, or tsluchyas, different type of glasses. So then the locher is madichin. All you have to do is just wash them out, rinse them off, or matvilin, and then betable them. So the Gemara is mashma that first you have to make the heksher, and then you put into the mikvah. But since the guy only used it with cold, that's the locha, cold is not balea, does not go inside the kli, it only stays on the outside of the kli, or the inside, therefore just rinse it off, it's okay. What about the vorish and ishtamish vemay dechamin? Let's say pots that the goyim use, they cooked up their pork inside the pot, kagoyin hayoris, the bigger urns, Viakum kamosas, big pots. Omechamei chamin, things you cook up hot water in. So then, magilan, you have to make hagolah. Hagolah, again, as we'll soon see, you cook up a big pot of hot water, boiling water, and then you put your utensil inside it, you make hagolah. And we always say, kiboleya kach polpei. The same amount of heat that brought the paraffin inside the kli, that same amount of heat is used to take it out. So if it came in through cooking, you have to get it out through cooking. Right. Now, so magilan umatvilan vein turn. Put it into the mikveh and then store.
How long do you have to leave it
there? A few seconds, that's all. A few seconds. It shouldn't do 1 second. We have 5 seconds. Dvarim shenishtamshu bem aydei or, something you use directly over the fire itself. The goin hashpudim, the spit that you roast on, or else yachsach loyis, the grates, or the barbecue that you use. So then malabnin, you have to make sure it also becomes red hot. We'll soon see what it means. Umatvilan, and then you put into the mikveh. Vein torim, then they become tor. That takes off this tumah that was there when the guy owned it. Now v'chulon shenishtamshu behem ad shelo yatzul. Let's say a Jew used this kli. He bought this pot off the guy, and he used it. He cooked up food before he put it into the mikveh, or else k'shelo yagil. In the case where even the goyim used it to cook up their pork. The Jew now used it before he was the master of the kli, before he made hagol, before he put it into boiling hot water, or else b'shalayilav, and he bought a spit or the grades off the goyim, and before he made a heksher of libun, so and the Jew used it. So what's the halacha? So tonicha, the one bryce it says also that the food is also. We'll soon see, even though it's nice and tam with gam, it's a day old, most probably the pots. Still, this sheet holds the food is also. But tanidach, another bryce learns no muta. That's what we paskin, that the loch of the food is mutta. And what's the machloikis? Like cash, there's no real steer over here, I'll tell you. Ho, commandi yoma, nois and tam, gam is osa. Nois and tam, that usually the pot is left overnight. But since it's left overnight, we say any tam, any taste that's inside the pot becomes the scam. Meaning when it's going to come out, the next time you cook, it's going to give a bad taste into the food. So therefore we hold there's no din of tam kika on the gam. Therefore, if you cook up without making a heksher, the food is still muta. Oman di yomar. That's the two sheet, but it's muta, whether it's also. Now the Gemara is, if so, Oman di yomar. This is my colleague, so that's the is muta also. Yeah, now the more the question, the famous question. Uleman di yoma, noisin tam lavgam is muta. If you tell me now the taste that comes out of a pot that just ruins the food is muta, says so giulu yadik chovim di osir rachmon heit mishkachas lo. Where is the Torah talking about? The Torah said if you take this kalim, the kli midyon, you have to first make a heksher. Where's the case? Why? Like the havamina is, it's a day old the pot. So when the Jews wanted to use it, midiraisi, you don't have to make a heksher. So why does the Torah say to pass the parsha of Taviru B'yesh? Soma Rav Chia B'rei D'Rav Huna Le'osru Torah Ela K'dei Rabas Yoyim Enoch Nami. The Torah